It's time to recap McCook School Board of Education meeting number one for 2025. January meeting last night. Let's hear everything. What happened last night? Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. Happy New Year. Did you have a good Christmas and New Year's?
Oh, absolutely. Had an opportunity to go visit family and rest and relax, or actually work on projects around the house, to be quite honest with you. But it was a good break.
Kids had Santa Claus came and visited the kids. Everything they wanted, right?
Always. They always get everything they want.
That's
not true. Well, it might be true, but not.
Half true. 50%
true. Half true.
Exactly right. Let's get to the first meeting for 2025 again last night. We'll start first, of course, oath of office for the most recently elected board members.
Yeah, that's right. I get this January meeting, so I get to preside. I get the gavel and get to start the meeting. And, you know, you do your roll call, open meeting, do the pledge of allegiance, and then we do the oath of office for all of our newly elected board members. And that's for, like, so it was Brad Hayes was reelected, but since he just went through the election process, he takes the oath again. And Amanda Burr and Jesse Juniman are two new board members. And so all three of those took the oath of office last night. And so that was exciting to bring two new members onto the Board of Education. So looking forward to working with them. And that went very smoothly. After that, we have the election of officers. So while I get to preside over the meeting, it's only for a very short period of time until we elect a board president. And so the first action item last night is I accepted nominations for the position of board president. We had one nomination that was given, and that person did accept that nomination. And then the board took official action through a vote to approve Brad Hayes as our board president again for the 2025. After that, he took the gavel and then presided over the rest of the meeting. And we elected our vice president, our vice chair, I guess I should say, vice president of the board. And that is going to be Scott Barger. We had one nomination, and he accepted, and the board voted to approve that. And then our secretary for the Board of Education, one nomination with Mike Langan, and that he accepted, and then the board approved that as well. So our officers are Brad Hayes as president, Scott Barger as vice president, and Mike Langan as our secretary. And from there, we go on. We did a lot of policy changes this last summer. Went through, checked with state statute, and rewrote some of our policies. So some of those policies that we approved this summer really affect this meeting. So we had a series of action items that are a little bit different than what we've done in the past, or at least the wording's different, and some of the action items are different. Last night, we have our three official board officers, but we also appoint a position, an ex officio position, of a recording secretary treasurer. And that's always been, since I've been here anyway, the business manager. And that was that motion was made for the business manager's position to be put into that again. That's Jeff Gross. And that was voted into action. So Jeff Gross and that business manager position will remain in that recording secretary and treasurer. And that's by policy for the 2025. After that, we had the appointment of committees. Mr. Hayes was able to present committees to the board members last night. He had an idea of what he wanted, and so that was shared with the committee, with all of the members of the board. And then we had to approve the district newspaper. So one of the action items that is a little bit new, but we've always used the McCook Gazette as our official paper for notification to the community about meetings and those types of things. And so the board took official action last night to approve McCook Gazette as the official paper of notice. And then we also approved the status regarding conflict of interest. They didn't approve this. This is something I have to provide them. So we hadn't done this in prior years, but it's now in policy that on an annual basis, I will be presenting to the board members all of the state statutes regarding conflicts of interest. As a board member, you can come from a variety of different backgrounds. And sometimes, like let's say you own a construction company in town, and you want your construction company to bid on a project that the school system's doing. And so you're going to directly financially benefit from that transaction with the school. So according according to these state statutes and according to our policy, you would have to abstain yourself from any motions or any votes that take place concerning an agreement that can financially benefit you or a spouse. And so that's, I provided all those documentation. Now, our board members have always known that, but on an annual basis, I'm going to present them with those documents, the state statutes regarding that, as a continuous reminder that we have to be careful to always make sure that, that there's no conflict of interest between the school and your personal being. Following that, we just kind of go into the regular reports and public communications. We didn't have any public comments last night. So we start off our reports with our student board member, Kyson Barger, and had a lot of activities going on. It was really the focus of Kyson's report. Basketball is having a lot of success. Our wrestling teams are having a lot of success. Swim teams competing hard. We have speech is going on right now, and they're doing a great job. And they're also our bowling. We've had posted bowling. I went out to the bowling tournament. I wanted to get in there. There was not a parking space to be found. Mm-hmm. And so I drove around for a little while. And I said, well, I guess I'll have to come back to the next. I'll have to make it to the next one or maybe hit one out of town. That's really good. It's not great that we didn't have the parking, but it's not a small parking lot. It was good to see all of our community and fans supporting our bowling team in its inaugural year, out there competing at the bowling alley. And they're a really good bowling squad. I don't know what the records are. I should have brought them. I know our boys have really done very, very well. Mm-hmm. Girls are doing well. And so we're off to a good start with our new program in bowling. And he also talked about this Spirit Week's coming up. And so next week there's going to be a different theme days every day. Every day to kick off the week. And then on Saturday is the Color Day Dance, which is a big event for our kids here at McCook High School. It's one of our royalty dances that we do too. We do homecoming and Color Day as our royalty function dances. And so it's a big week for McCook Public Schools next week, and really excited to report about that. There's a lot of work that goes into that. So kids are really working hard to make that next week a great event, great week, an exciting week, and a really fun time for the kids on Saturday. After that, we had board comments. Oh, wait, let me see. I better check my look and see if I'm still on track here. We had we talked a little bit about the consent agenda, and then all of that was approved. We didn't really have any reports from staff members or committees. December board meeting to the January board meeting, you're kind of in flux.
Right.
We did have a special meeting to approve the negotiated agreement that occurred in early January. It was just a one-item meeting that we had. And the reason that we did that is we had that special meeting was because we had a new board coming on, and they wanted to approve the negotiated agreement with the teachers prior to a new board having to come on. So it was those board members that are actually involved with the negotiation process casting their ballot on that issue. And that did pass at the special meeting. So the negotiated agreement did pass for teachers for the 25-26 school year. Then after that, we had some board member comments. We had one comment from Mr. Barger, Scott Barger, stated that he appreciated the willingness of both Mr. Juniman and Mrs. Burr, willing to become members of the school board, and really positive that knows that they're going to be a positive impact on our school and our community, and appreciates their willingness to step forward and take on that role. And then moving on from that, we had my superintendent comments. And I spent quite a bit of time talking about an event that's going to occur this February. On February 18th, 19th, and 20th, we're going to have a group of teachers from across the state of Nebraska coming to McCook Public Schools and visiting our schools and visiting with our staff, visiting with some parents and students. This team is called an external team, and it's an external team visit, and it's part of the Nebraska Department of Education's accreditation process. Every 5 years, we have groups of teachers come come in, our peers come in and take a look at our practices. And what they're focusing on is they're focusing in on our school improvement process. So every school in the state of Nebraska, by statute, is required to be in a continuous process of evaluating itself and working to becoming a better school system. And so the accountability measure here is that other educators, administrators, Department of Education people, teachers will come into your facility and take a look at what you're doing to make sure that you're abiding by that state statute. And with our visitation, we have a couple of Department of Education people coming in, which is kind of makes you kind of nervous because obviously they have a lot of weight and say in the state. But it's really a positive reason because they've heard good things about what we do in McCook Public Schools, and they kind of want to take a look at what we do. We don't do everything exactly the same as everyone else, and we've had quite a bit of success. And so they're going to come in and see what we do. And so we're excited about showing off a little bit about McCook Public Schools. One of the things that I just wanted to educate the board about what that process looks like, and also invite them to our kickoff welcome dinner, which is on the 18th, evening of the 18th. We'll be welcoming that team in. We'll be doing a district-wide presentation at that time, talking about district performance, how we look as a system, talk about our systemic practices, what we're doing for school improvement. We'll be talking about the school improvement goal and what all that entails. And then a couple of board members are going to have an opportunity to visit with that external team. They're going to share their perspectives on the school improvement process and McCook Public Schools in general. Following that next day, the members of the external team will actually visit the different buildings throughout the district. So there'll be a team that goes to McCook Elementary School. There'll be a team that goes to Central. There'll be a team that goes to junior high and the high school. Each building will have its own group. And they're going to spend basically the entire day there working, talking to staff, talking to students, talking to parents, visiting classrooms. And since it'll be a Wednesday, they'll actually be visiting our professional learning team meetings, our collaboration meetings that take place Wednesday afternoon. So they'll get an idea of what our teachers are doing during those collaborative times when they're looking at and talking about assessment, talking about instruction and curriculum. And so they have a chance to really view that in action, and they'll be able to make an assessment of the quality of that practice and what's actually taking place. Then that evening, they'll start writing a report. They'll dismiss, and then the next morning they'll finish that report, and we should have a presentation from that external team visitation sometime on Wednesday. And so we'll invite members of the school improvement team to that. Board members are invited. Obviously, the administrative staff will be invited to participate in that presentation to kind of hear what their findings are after visiting McCook Public Schools. One of the things I'll say is McCook Public Schools takes school improvement very seriously. We have teachers across the district that are involved with the school improvement team. We meet on a regular basis. We have action items. We fulfill those action items. We have goals. We accomplish those goals. So we really feel good about the process. And so I think really for us, it's an opportunity just to kind of show off what we do. I really am not there's going to be some things, don't get me wrong, there's going to be some things they find that they're going to say, hey, have you thought about going in this direction? I think this would benefit you. There's always going to be recommendations that they're going to make to the school district, because those external eyes, they don't have any blinders on, right? So they have a really wide view, 180 degree view, where sometimes when you're in a school system, you can only see your peripherals are limited a little bit. So we will get some really good recommendations from them, but I think most of what we're going to hear is commendations, along with some, hey, this could be improved, and I think this is how you could do that. So that will be part of this process.
This is all coming up next month, right?
Yeah, this will be next month. So I guess I could talk about it again next month. So I'll bore people maybe next month. and then the next thing I spoke about was our school improvement review. If you go past, all of my past radio interviews during the school year, almost every month. I don't usually speak about it in December because we usually don't meet in December. But our school improvement team meets almost on a monthly basis. Again, May or April we might not meet, but almost monthly. And so I present that every time we meet, I give a report to the Board of Education from that meeting. And so One of the things I want to do is, but that can get muddled with all the, I mean, there's so much information when you're a board member. So I wanted to just do a simple review with the Board of Education, what our school improvement goal is, and what were the, what are the five key components of our school improvement goal. And for us, it's a, what we do is a comprehensive instructional program approach to, so we're looking at the whole district and trying to prove the whole system, at work on every aspect of our system. And the five key elements of our approach are to work on teacher collaboration, teachers working together to do the rest of basically what I'm going to talk about. So teacher collaboration is the foundational piece, but professional development, training teachers on technologies, training teachers on lesson design, training teachers on all these different aspects that are important to what teachers do in the classroom. The third piece to it, or key element, would be assessment development. Fourth would be curriculum development. And the fifth piece to what we were really working on are interventions. And the interventions are for those students who didn't pick up maybe on what we're trying to teach through our first tier of instruction. So how do we reteach that to our students in a more impactful way so that all students master what we believe is most important? So covered that last night. Went on to talk a little bit at January 20th in service. So on January 20th, we have a renowned educational researcher. He's going to be coming in via Zoom, and his name is Rick Stiggins. Very excited about this opportunity. We worked out an opportunity for him to work with our staff for a couple hours, and then the rest of that day, the teachers will be working on the content and having collaborative meetings discussing what was discussed. What was really nice about this is a big name in education, and usually when you have these folks do these types of trainings, you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars. And Rick is kind of getting older in his years, doesn't come out anymore. So we're doing it Zoom, and he said his fee is if we buy the books for our staff, and we always do that anyway. So if we're doing a presenter on artificial intelligence, we purchase the books and make sure they have the books to go along with that training. So basically, for the price of the books, we have this very good researcher and presenter coming and giving this presentation to our staff and this professional development opportunity to our staff. So Mr. Bednar did a great job working this out with him. And so we're really excited about that. And I wanted the board to know that that's coming up. And what we're going to be looking at is building clarity in the classroom and enabling students to self-monitor progress towards mastery. So critical thinking, if you think our kids should graduate with critical thinking skills, if you think they should graduate with problem-solving skills, that's what this is going to help our teachers develop instruction, that it'll develop critical thinking and problem-solving skills. So I'm really excited about this training. We do work on that in other ways, but this just adds to what we're trying to do to build those skill sets in our kids. And so should be a really good training on the 20th. Then also I wanted to inform the Board of Education that there are some potential teacher certification changes on the horizon. I've talked about this a little bit in the past, or quite a bit in the past, that there's a pretty significant teacher shortage in the state of Nebraska. Schools across the state aren't filling positions. I know that some schools, like in Omaha Public Schools, I don't know the exact number, but I'll say it's in the hundreds of positions that hadn't been filled for the school year. There's just a lot of vacancies, and it's because there aren't enough kids coming out. There aren't enough kids coming out of the colleges to replace all of the baby boomers that have been retiring. And so we're sort of in this teacher shortage, or not sort of, we are in a teacher shortage. And so it's making the hiring the recruiting and hiring of teachers very competitive. And so the state of Nebraska has recognized this, and they've made some modifications to the requirements for certification. And so there's new pathways. It's going to be easier. If you're a teacher in Arizona and you move to Nebraska, it's easier now to get a teacher certification in the state of Nebraska. It used to be before you could get into our classrooms, you had to jump through a lot of hoops. Now they still have those hoops. They're just not as high off the ground. They're quite a bit lower. You can still get into our systems and teach. They are opening up avenues for, we hired a teacher later on. We hired a teacher that's currently a paraprofessional working towards her degree in special education at Chatham State University. They're making it easier for paraprofessionals and those types of people to get their certification through college programs. And so that's opened up some avenues. We are already taking advantage of it in McCook, and really excited about that. And they've also looking at ways to get student teachers more integrated into the profession as a paid member, a certified paid member of a staff. So we haven't gone down that road yet, but it looks like some of those pathways are opening up as well. So if you're looking at hiring, let's say we hire a student teacher before they've done their student, or a teacher who's still a college student before they've done their student teaching experience, they could student teach with us, be in charge of a classroom and be paid by the district versus them doing it for free and have a cooperating teacher in a classroom with them. So we haven't done that. There's been some things that have happened like that in the past, but it's always been like getting waivers and things from the Department of Ed. So now there's actually going to be an official process for schools to go about this. And there's some other things too. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but there are some other avenues that the state of Nebraska has opened up opportunities for folks with four-year degrees. If you got a college degree, they've made it a little bit easier. The hoops have been lowered for you to, let's say you have a degree in English, but you've been selling products of some kind, maybe you're a seed salesperson, and you decided you don't want to do that anymore. With that English degree, we might be able to work out an opportunity for you to become an English teacher, if that makes sense. And so, there's still some things you'd have to do, but it's not nearly as cumbersome of a process as it once was. So that's a lot of that is really promising for the future. And then I also talked a little bit about my goals for the upcoming year, really focusing on, then that would be my superintendent goals, really focusing on the master plan that the Board of Education put together in June. We've done some work on accomplishing some of those tasks, but I presented to the board a couple of goals that I have. Again, we've got to do something with our facilities and a potential bond issue, another potential bond issue coming up sometime in the future. And also working on a foundation for a specific foundation that the school has a board of directors over for grant dollars for all kinds of things, scholarships, dollars for the district, those types of things. And so we go through the Education Foundation through the MOOC Foundation, but we're looking at creating its own entity. And then that generally speaking, that ends up in school districts receiving more dollars, no more donations from the community. So those are a couple of the goals. After that, Mr. Gross talked about the budget and where we are in our budget for this year. And it looks like we're really right on goal. We served over talked about budget and then went to meals. We had over 11,000 meals served in the last month. Financials are on their proper course. It always looks a little wonky with the percentages, but school districts' expenditures and receipts, it isn't an even flow. We spend money differently in the summer. You don't spend as much money as you do during the school year. And dollars come into us at different times based on when folks pay their taxes and actually when state support comes in. That's not every, we don't receive state support on a monthly basis, but we're right on track. We ordered an additional awning for the tennis facility. We have an awning up over there, huge improvement. We're going to order another one and expand that. We have summer projects. We're starting to discuss summer projects already. You know, here we are, it's January. I think that we wouldn't talk about that, but we are. One of the things we've wanted to do for the last several years, once we had our classrooms sort of updated at the high school, we wanted to move into the hallway spaces. And so we're going to start on the south side of the building. So right around the gym entrance to our gymnasium in the high school, we're going to start putting in drop ceilings, sheetrock, drywall. We have to figure out yet what we're going to do with our records boards. You know, we kind of have those posters right now, but we're looking at maybe, you know, if you go to some schools in the area, you'll see they have the digital records boards. We haven't made a decision on that, but those seem to work very, very well. And so we're considering that and how that would integrate into the update. That probably being our big focus for this upcoming summer. And of course, we're not going to be able to do the whole hallway out one time. So we'll have to decide, all right, where's our start point? Where's our end point? And what are the next stages in updating the high school and getting that modernized in our common spaces? Also, we talked about we need to have some committee meetings. coming up. We need facility. Our finance committee needs to meet. Facilities committee needs to meet. And now we also need to have a programs committee meeting. And now that those committees have membership, we'll start to schedule those. And then we also comment on the fact that the legislative session has started, and it's a 90-day session. And we didn't get into this too deeply last night because you could talk about it for a long period of time. There's a lot of legislation out there every year. It affects all of us, but a lot of legislation impacts schools particularly, and so we have to be aware of that legislation and how those law changes or creation of new law might impact our schools. And so it's a lot of work to stay on top of, to be quite honest with you, but we'll be engaged with that. We have a couple of meetings coming up in January where we'll be attending legislative sessions and visiting with state senators. So some of that's coming up, and we'll just have to stay tuned as we see how that develops. I know the governor is going to be here this week.
Thursday.
Yep. I don't know. I'm supposed to go to a recruiting fair, so I don't know if I'll be able to be in attendance, and that's a shame, but I got to recruit teachers. So hopefully I'll be able to make it. But that's a big deal to have that start up. Following that, we get into our action items. We started off with a approval of a teacher's contract for Rachel Reidgren. I'd already talked about Rachel. She's currently a member of our staff at the McCook High School. She's a paraprofessional. She's working on her degree through Chatham State and will be certified for the 25-26 school year. And she's going to take over Lynn Kenny's job in the life skills classroom. Very challenging, but also very rewarding job. And we have a great deal of faith in Rachel. She's done just an outstanding job for us, and so looking forward to her getting into that role. We also approved a contract for Sherry Wallace as a junior high special education teacher for the second semester of this school year. So we had an opening come up in the junior high special education, and Sherry, we called her around Christmas time, and she said yes, she'd be willing to do that. And you know, Sherry Wallace has been with us for years. She just retired last May, and she's just an outstanding teacher. And so we're super excited that Sherry, one, was willing. That's the most important thing. And two, she had the right endorsement, special education, to take on that role. And so really excited about bringing her on board and having her fill that role for us. And then we also approved a contract with Megan Paul for a speech-language pathologist. I'm sorry. I need to work on my speech for the 25-26 school year. Megan is currently in Lincoln working in there. And some people might remember Megan as Megan Carfield. She is a past graduate of McCook High School. And really, maybe I'll do my positive comment right now. I was really proud of my administrators for reaching out to local candidates or local graduates who had the right endorsements. It's something that we've kind of put into we're creating official steps in recruiting or formalizing our process. One of those is, who are our kids that graduated and have the right degrees, and have them on a list and call them when we have an opening. And so Megan was very receptive to that, obviously, applied for the job, and we hired her. So we're super excited about bringing Megan back to McCook from Lincoln and her husband. So that's an exciting change. And we actually had great – this is very rare in speech-language pathologists. We had great candidates, several from McCook. I would have loved to have hired all of them, to be honest with you. They're all really good. And we just had the one opening this time. So hopefully we still have relationships with those kids. So if something opens up in the future, we're able to go and call them and get them to come on, to apply again, because we'd like to hire all of them. Our McCook graduates are just awesome. Mm-hmm. They do a great job.
I'm sure her parents were very happy.
Yeah, think so. But I'm super excited about it. So, and a great kid, and just super excited about it. And then after that, we had a grant accepted grant funds from the Graft Charitable Foundation in the amount of $1,500 for the NOR group. Thank you to the Graft Charitable Foundation. It's a very worthy cause. That we talked about the NOR group last month. That's the group that's going to go down to Mexico and get hands-on with stuff that's over my head. And I taught science, so I shouldn't say that. But that some hands-on experiences with nature and science and biology and sea life, and really appreciate the graph, seeing how valuable and important that is. I know they have to, that group, the NOR group, has to raise about $40,000. So this helps a great deal. And so if you see our kids out there, they're raising funds, they're selling soup and bread and all kinds of things, please support our NOR kids. That is definitely a worthy cause. They're going to have a wonderful learning experience. And then that brings us to positive comments. I need to pull those up. We started off positive comments with Kyson Barger. Again, he just reiterated Spirit Week and Color Day. It takes a lot of time and energy and all the work that goes into it, but it's an amazing event, and it's going to be a great week. Spirit Week is going to be a great week, and Color Day Dance is going to be really fun. Amanda Burr was happy to be on the board and excited about this upcoming journey. Jesse Juniman, McCook had a lot of teams, commented on the fact that McCook had a lot of teams in the Mac Attack tournament that took place this last weekend. Big event. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of teams in town from around the area. And also thanked all of the members of the board for helping him become acquainted with the processes and the procedures related to the job that's ahead of him. And then Mike talked about the basketball teams, what they've done a great job, wrestling teams doing a great job, wrestlers are scoring a lot of points, and all of our activities, they're going really, really well. And also, he believes that there's going to be a movement back to education as education becomes a career that's pretty stable and can provide an income. Basically, if you retire as an educator, you get paid your whole life. And so it's not lucrative to begin with, but it certainly is, when you're in your 70s and you're still getting paid, it becomes lucrative. Charlie talked about the Mac Attack tournament and how great of an event it was, and appreciated all the different relationships we have in the community that hosted portions of that event. St. Pat's, the college, the YMCA, of course, the public schools, all supporting the Mac Attack event and providing facilities and support. Scott appreciated the people that do the work that they do to recruit folks to McCook, and additionally excited by all the changes that have been made to our recruiting process, and taking efforts, encouraging, and to do more, obviously, to retain efforts to keep teachers that are in our system currently. Jeff talked about Marilyn Malik and how wonderful of a bus driver and employee she's been. She was very beloved by our students and really just a precious person all around. And wanted to thank her and her family for the years of support. Of course, Marilyn has passed over the Christmas break, but just a very impactful person, wonderful, impactful person. And Brad welcomed the two new board members. And also thanks Scott and Mike for being willing to be officers on the Board of Education. And of course, I gave mine just kind of, promoting and supporting and thanking my administrative team for going out and recruiting and working with, they came in over the break to recruit and to hire teachers. So I really appreciate the work that they do.
Man, a lot of info last night.
A lot of info. Yes.
You bet. You betcha. And hey, it's January, February, March, April, and May is going to be here before you know it.
Oh,
and
don't talk about spring. We haven't had a chance to enjoy the cold and snow and ice.
Well,
yet.
You're going to get a chance to enjoy that this weekend, that's for sure.
I suppose so.
You bet. Next meeting for the month of February is?
February 10th.
February the 10th.
Yeah.
All right, right before Valentine's Day.
At least it's not on Valentine's Day this year. So
it has before.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Yeah, it has before. You bet. Yeah. You bet. Thank you so much for
Thank
the recap.
You.
You bet. Enjoy the rest of the week.
You too.